Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
I hope that everybody is doing okay tonight, and I hope that you can hear me okay. I'm using another phone, so I hope that you can hear me. So if for some reason that you're not hearing me tonight, I need one of you to be able to click back on and click the one button and let me know. I'm trying something different with a different phone. So please let me know if you don't hear me clearly. One way of doing that, you can sign off and sign back on and click on one and just to answer me to let me know that this is working fine. Well, I hope that you had a wonderful week. Most of our country, we are getting a whole lot of rain from the hurricane. So just be careful and be safe out there. Because I must say, it rarely rained today. We need the water, but sometimes it seems like it's too much. But we all should be thankful that we are here and we're not getting all of that wind from the hurricane that other cities are doing. Well, tonight we're going to talk about miracles through prayer. Faith, and faith requires trust. We're going to talk about different things, but most of it is dealing with your faith and your trust. And that is very important, that you concentrate on your trust that you have in God. Miracles through prayer. Praise be the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. That's coming from Psalms 28:6-7. Let me know if you're not hearing me out there. Despite our age, it can be young or old, God still performs miracles. Every time someone is healed in answer to prayer, God has performed a miracle. Every time we experience prayer, yes, God perform miracles. Every time we experience peace in our heart after a time of tension and suffering, when a young couple falls in love, when our grief becomes bearable or is to transform to gladness, then a miracle has occurred. And I know you're wondering, saying, how can I receive gladness? It's more or less saying happiness through grief. Well, one day at a time, you can experience that with God's love, because he will show you how much he loves you. And you will begin to see the good and the gladness and the peace in that. Then a miracle has occurred, because you have gotten through one day at a time. It can be 6 months from now. It can be a year from now. You'll see how God has walked with you each and every day. That then becomes a miracle, because you're still here. You're still breathing. You're still going. You're getting through wherever you're going through. Sometimes we are dealing with some situations and we can't seem to understand when we're going to get through it or how we're going to get through it. But he will make that grief become bearable. When people pray to God, when they experience a crisis, when the crisis passes and their worst fears do not come to pass, they forget that God helped them in that distress. Yes, helped you in that distress. Many Christians can testify that miracles can occur in answer to prayer. Lives have been reformed. The sick have been healed. Bad habits have been conquered. Broken relationships have been restored. Hand over your problem to God in prayer today and wait for him in faith. If there is something that you need to do, do it without delay. Trust that God will get you through it and help you in making those decisions. Do not let despair overwhelm you. In the right time, in the right way, God will answer your prayer, and you will be surprised by the results. Yes, we will be surprised by the results. I've experienced some things this week. Can't go in great detail, but every mountain, I would say, every hill that I traveled, and I got over each one, God showed me that he was walking with me through that situation. Each hurdle that I had to go over, he cleared the way and made it straight that I could accomplish the goal and achieve the things that I thought I could not. But with faith, I persevered, but I didn't know how I was going to be getting through all of those things. But, yes, those are miracles. Miracles are how he can get you through different types of situations. And it takes a lot, but the most important thing that we must trust in him, continue to pray and believe that he will get you through those different obstacles in your life. And faith does require trust. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, we live by faith and not by sight. Just know that if you continue to have that faith, you will see how God will show up and show out. Another verse that's related to our topic, faith requires trust, and it says, Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. Because you say so, I let down the net. That was the disciples who had faith who didn't have faith at the time when they were trying to catch some fish. But Jesus told them to drop the net, and they caught so many fish. We have to believe, just like it says, we live by faith and not by sight. They didn't believe that they could accomplish that goal, catch all those fish, until they saw it. At first, they could not see it. So we live by faith and not by sight. Many people think that true faith is an unattainable dream. They will sometimes reluctantly admit that other people's faith is rewarded, but they doubt whether faith will work in their own lives. Yes, we see other people, things are happening good to other people, and we say, why? Why? That doesn't happen to me. Why are they so happy? Why are they accomplished? Why are this and that? But, and then we say, why? Even why, and I hope it's not too sensitive at this time, but I know we wonder, why did our spouse have to die at this time? Yes, those questions lies within all of us. But, yes, we must have faith and trust God that he will show us and help us to understand why this happened at this time in our life, and that he will be able to get us through, just knowing that if we keep the faith and trust in God, he'll show us. The Bible provides us with ample proof of reality and rewards of faith that lives in the lives of ordinary people. One of the great misconceptions about true faith is that you can simply ask what you want from God and then sit back and wait for it to happen. Now, let me read that again. True faith is that when you can simply ask what you want from God and then sit back and wait for it to happen. How many of us can do just that? We might pray and sit back for a second, but the next minute we become impatient and saying, when is God going to answer my prayer? When is he going to let this happen? Why won't he listen? Why won't he talk to me? Most of the time, we have no patience. We are not going to just say, we're going to get on our knees, pray, and just let it go and let God take care of it. No. 100% of the time, we're not going to do that. We might do part of it, but not all of it. We want to wait patiently and just wait for it to happen. But once again, we must grow stronger in faith, and faith will require trust. And once we trust in God, we can do that. The disciple once labored hard throughout the night without catching any fish. They were experiencing fishermen. They experienced fishermen and knew that there were no fish to catch. Yet at Jesus' word, let down the net once more. According to the scripture, they caught so many fish that the net began to break, and so their faith was rewarded. When you lay a matter before God, you should trust him so much that you'll be willing to accept his will and be obedient to the proofing of his spirit. Forget about what other people think or say. That's the problem for us too. Sometimes we spend more time worrying about what other people are going to think or feel. Trust God unconditionally and he will reward your faith. Strong faith is powerful. And a verse from Mark 9:23 says, everything is possible for him who believes. If we believe in Jesus Christ, everything is possible. Nothing is impossible when faith is strong. But it takes some time for us to learn how to have strong faith. And in time, we can have that strong faith that Jesus wants us to have. When you pray, trust. Trust when you pray. Another scripture I would like to read. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motive that you may spend what you get on your pleasure. That's coming from James 4, 4th chapter, 2-3. One of the most common ligaments, I'm pronouncing that wrong, we say is God doesn't answer my prayer. Some people believe that this is God's punishment for your iniquity. Yet others regard it as proof of prayer. Well, true prayer is to a personal experience that presents of the living Christ in your quiet time and right through the day. It is a joyful assurance that the Lord keeps his promise and he lives in you and you live in him. That's John 15:4. Such prayer becomes a faith exercise that teaches you as you lay your request before him, he will give you what you need according to his wisdom, and you will learn to recognize and accept his answers. When your faith in Jesus Christ is strong enough to make this commitment to him, you can rest assured that he will give you what is best for you. Gratefully accept his will and then experience his perfect peace in your heart. You must continue to believe without seeing. We live by faith and not by sight. We must practice this each and every day. Therefore, we also are confident. We live by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5, 5th chapter, 6 through 7. When you battle with difficulty, disappointment, or have to make decision, do you trust God sufficiently to place yourself and your future unconditionally in his hands? Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. But we are human beings, so that's okay. Are you sure that regardless of what you bring across your path, it will always work together for your good? Yes, we sometimes can't see right away. But yes, these things that we go through, we will see the good in it. I have seen the good works in what I have done. When my husband first passed, I could not see the good in this. I could not see why this was happening. I questioned him constantly. But later he showed me. He showed me in so many ways. He made very clear. Speak to him. Ask him. Make it very clear to you what you need to do at this time in your life. Make it clear that you will know when he give you the answer, you'll understand it, and you want to be obedient in doing whatever he wants you to be. And he will show you the peace and love that he's given you in order to accomplish those goals. Because he has given me peace and joy in what I do. Jesus came to earth to confirm that God loves you unconditionally. He cares, help, and compassions are unquestionable. And if you are sure of this, then you will be assured that Christ will not allow anything that will harm you to come your way. He wants what is best. With this assurance, you can trust God unconditionally in everything you undertake. Just know that He is there for you. Just trust Him. To ensure peace of mind, place yourself, your plans. I know many of you out there are planning things, are thinking of ways that you can accomplish certain goals or interests that you have. Just place your plan. Place your problems in His hand. Discuss your problems, your secret fears, important decision with Him in prayer. Remember, you are talking to someone who, by grace, calls you His friend. He will guide you through His Spirit and take you to the place where you experience peace and tranquility. Just knowing that we live by faith and not by sight. We won't always see things ahead that's going to happen. But if we have faith in God, He will get us through each and every step of the way. So as I end tonight, I ask you this week, take a chance and have faith in something that you're getting ready to do or thinking about doing, thinking about your plans or even problems. Place it in His hand. Any fear, any important decision that you know you need to make, have faith. Put it in His hand. I can tell you, the things that have happened to me in the last few days, I know that God was walking with me every step of the way. Each hurdle that I went over, He showed me. He told me, keep on moving. Keep on running over those hurdles. Just keep on going. And at the end, He showed me, because of my faith and my belief, He made a miracle to happen. Things that I thought I would never be able to accomplish this time in my life, He made it very clear. At first, I did have faith, and I did not have sight in seeing what was going to happen at the end. But because I continue to have trust in Him, He showed me what I could accomplish. So go out to this week and believe and trust and never stop praying. It says cease without praying. Continue to pray and trust and have faith in God, because He will get you through each and every hurdle that you might be getting over. He'll get you over each hurdle. And be blessed. And I would like to repeat the announcement that I did last week about our anniversary. Our anniversary is September 13th. From 6 to 8 p.m. at the Greater Piney Grove in the Frank Jones Dining Hall. Please join us to help celebrate our 9th anniversary. And the next day is September 14. We'll be leaving to go to the Holy Land Experience in Orlando, Florida, from the 14th through the 16th. We have a few more minutes I was expecting, remember last week I said I wanted to have some audience to make comments, but I see that no one signed on tonight. So I just hope that you will be thinking in the future, help me with the program by answering questions and comments about the message. Now, once you, I see that you have signed on with the, it'll show up as a red little lamp. I know that you would like to be a part of the show on the air, and I can ask questions regarding the topic. So I am looking forward to some of you to do just that. Maybe the next episode. So I hope that you will have a blessed week. Be encouraged. Keep the faith. And have a great week. Tune in again next week at 11 to 11:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week.
I made it through.
I wish I.